The Warriors facing a Jazz team that can constrain the tempo, but the Warriors break free and eventually establish their tone. Behind a game-high 25 points from Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant would add 22 points in 25 minutes to the mix as Klay Thompson delivered a 17-point night, and Draymond Green with a double-double, 11 rebounds to go with 15 points as the Warriors win it by 30, 104-74 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Draymond.
Well, the game plan wasn't anything special or out of the ordinary. It was, try to challenge jump shots and, you know, keep the ball out of the paint and, rebound, make sure we really hit the boards. And I thought we did a great job of that. You know, we didn't give up easy points. And it was really one of my favorite games of the year for us because I know Utah was shorthanded, but they're a tough team. They're physical, and we couldn't buy a shot to make, to start the game. First 5 minutes, it was, I think, 0-0, and crowd gave us a sarcastic cheer for making a basket. I've never seen that before. But I love that we stayed with it and just defended and took care of the ball because I feel like when we do that, we're always going to have a chance, and we'll eventually get going.
I know shooters are going to shoot, and sometimes there's going to be a slump. Steph had not been shooting well. He shot better last game than this one. He had a couple off the dribble threes. Do you sense that he is getting back into rhythm, or were you ever worried about that at all?
I'm not worried about it. I feel like I always think he's going to make every shot, and I thought he was really close to having a huge night tonight because you could tell he had some bounce and in his step, and he had several shots that were right there that just didn't quite go. But I thought he was great tonight. He's been taking care of the ball so well the last couple of weeks. Zero turnovers tonight. His defense was excellent. So I thought Steph was great.
Coach, in the back, in some of these lopsided wins, what do you do to keep the team engaged? And do you have any concern that the team could lose its edge or struggle more in tighter games if you continue to win big?
Well, I think, we kind of look at the season in segments, and we wanted to get through that last part of the schedule that was so difficult. And I feel like we kind of made it through. That Knicks game felt like a road game. We didn't play very well, but the last two games we've had great bounce in our step, and it feels like we broke through, got past that difficult part of the schedule, and we've had two really good wins in a row. And now we've got to see if we can take it on the road. But we just keep trying to get better, and if we can defend and take care of the ball, as I said, I always feel like we have a chance.
Early on, you said you would experiment a lot with different combinations of players. I mean, do you feel like at this point now you feel like you're in a pretty good groove with the rotations and combinations?
Yeah, we have a pretty good feel. You can see the patterns. You can see we're kind of staggering some minutes for KD and Steph, and making sure we always have one of them on the floor. And I think JaVale has really established himself in that backup center role. Zaza's playing great. And then we love what David West is doing. Ian Clark is playing beautifully. He knows that some nights he'll get more minutes than others based on the matchups and his size versus his opponent. And that leaves Patrick kind of in a spot where he's sometimes going to play, sometimes not. But I think all the guys have a pretty good feel for that, and we seem to be finding a nice groove.
Was there any combination early on that maybe you didn't think about that – you're really liking now?
Not really. I mean, the main thing we were, that we were kind of playing around with was, who would come out first between Steph and Klay. And then, early in the season, we weren't playing JaVale. We were playing David in the backup center role right away. And then I think JaVale has really established himself. And, he gives us a spark every time he comes out there. And he took 14 shots in 15 minutes, so we like that. I called him Klay McGee tonight. The guy's an absolute joy to be around. JaVale has added so much to our team. He gives us a burst, as you can see. I mean, that, the threat of the lob, but he's just such a great teammate. He's a fun person to be around, and I love what he's brought to our group.
Steve, Ian got shaken up late in the game. Yeah. Can you tell us what happened there?
He got the wind knocked out of him, and when he landed on his back, and so he had a chest X-ray that was negative, and he was having a hard time breathing, and so everything checked out, but we'll obviously keep an eye on him and see how he's doing tomorrow.
Yeah, you used the word joy there just to describe Joel. That's a word you've used since you've been here in terms of maybe a goal for the team to find joy out there. I'm wondering where you think that component of this team is now, like maybe compared to earlier in the season when you guys were still trying to figure out some things, and yeah. What are your specific markers for that?
To the sideline antics, you know, the other night when Clay traveled and the refs didn't call it and our own team was all calling for a travel, that was straight joy. They were loving the fact that Clay took 17 steps and the refs didn't call it, and they're all going like that. I've never seen that before. Your own teammates calling a travel. They just laugh. They laugh at each other, and they laugh at what's happening on the floor. But I can definitely tell that the group is much more comfortable now than where we were the first few weeks of the season. They've found a good groove together.
Steve, what, as you mentioned, the first quarter was kind of sluggish. What changed? What, I mean, you guys scored 36 points in the second quarter. What sort of sparked you getting back to form offensively?
I just think it's a matter of time. And again, if we don't turn it over, which we didn't, I think we had two turnovers first half.
Two in the first half and four with 9 minutes left.
Yeah. So two turnovers in the first half. With this team, eventually some shots are going to go. And if we're playing defense, we're going to be able to generate some fast break points. And I think we did that kind of mid-second quarter. We started turning stops into scores. And, you know, our guys are – we have a lot of weapons, and they can put a lot of pressure on the defense. So if we stay with it eventually, we know that we'll get it going.
Steve, it looked like you were working on getting a tech after Draymond got called for one there. Any concerns or, I guess, thoughts on how the refs are, I guess, treating Draymond on those types of techs?
Well, I was upset because Draymond was going a million miles an hour on that play. That was, to me, that was the play of the game. I mean, he blew past all nine guys and dunked it. And he's flying in. If he lets go of the rim, he's going to break his neck. And so to me, it makes zero sense to give a guy a tee when he's flying in and has to grab onto the rim and hold onto the rim to protect himself. The ball's also underneath his feet. So he's up here and he's looking down. It happened to me all the time when I was playing. I hated that. But I don't get it. I don't understand how. I mean, it's about safety. It made no sense to me to give him a technical. So that's why I was upset.
Steve, speaking of joy, you may not have seen the guy hit the half-court shot.
I did. Well, I saw. I heard the crowd, and then I saw the replay.
Yeah, and KD and Livingston were in awe. I mean, that's a big deal, isn't it?
That was awesome. That was a great moment. Crowd. It was probably the loudest the crowd was all night, but it's always fun to see the fans hit that shot. It doesn't happen often, but it's great when it does.
Draymond, it's not often that you hold an entire starting lineup to 25 points. Their starting lineup scored 25. You guys scored 81. But can you talk about the defensive effort against?
Man, that's incredible. I didn't know that, but I mean, just the way we were flying around, even with, you know, where we had, I think we were one for something and they were one for something, we were still flying around on the defensive end, and we took care of the ball, and that was important. It really set the tone to the game for us defensively. And, I mean, to keep that up for 48 minutes says a lot. You know, to hold that team to 74 points is, you know, they have a lot of good players on that team. So, you know, it definitely says a lot about, you know, where we're headed, the improvements we made on the defense end, and we got to continue to try to build on that. Obviously, every night you're not going to hold a team to 74 points, but it's definitely something you continue to build on.
How much momentum do you think the team got from your end-to-end dunk? It looks like that's kind of when the game kind of turned around.
I think it definitely gave us some momentum. It's kind of a random play, which nobody expected. I didn't even expect. I pushed the ball just expecting to push and kind of get them on their heels, then set up the play we're getting in. But, the dunk was good, Yeah, I'm going to leave that at that.
What explanation did they give you on the tee? Was it just the rim hang, or was it more than that?
Yeah, they said I was hanging on the rim. I don't know anyone that could. I can't run full speed and just come straight back down without breaking my neck, so it's neither here nor there. A lot of people hang on the rim just to hang. You run full speed 94 feet. I don't know many guys that's just coming straight back down, but I don't know. Whatever. Next question.
Draymond, Steve said that this was because of the way it unfolded, that this is one of his favorite games of the season for you guys, just the way you did it. What did you think of just what you guys were able to do, beating these guys by 30?
Like I said, it says a lot about us. Number one, to score 104 points and start the first 6 minutes of the game with 2 points or zero or whatever it was. I mean, that says a lot, it seemed like it would be one of those grind it out, just try to win the game, do whatever you can to try to win the game. That's what it seemed like. And then we were able to kind of find a rhythm there on both ends of the floor. And once we did that, the entire game changed for us. It was good to win a game like that, though, where you had to make a couple adjustments. Shots weren't falling early, no shots, whether it was a layup, whether it was a three-pointer, mid, whatever it was, it didn't go in. And then Steph kind of broke the ice with the two free throws, and we were able to get going a little bit. And then second quarter, we were really able to pick it up.
What were you thinking when it was 4-2 halfway through the first quarter? What changed offensively for you?
This is an ugly game. It's nasty. But, we just continued to take good shots. I think the entire time we were getting great shots. We were just missing them. We continued to take good shots. And we continue to take care of the ball. I think that was the biggest thing. Regardless of if shots were falling or not, we didn't start doing anything crazy and out of character. We continue to take care of the ball. We continue to defend. And eventually things will go your way if you play the game the right way. And I think we did a great job of doing that, sticking to the script when things weren't going so well to start that game off. And, it led to us finding some rhythm and, really getting it going.
Gobert said that just now that the Jazz were playing like they were scared to play you guys. Did you sense that on the floor at all?
No. I didn't sense that, but that's his team. I can't, I don't know how they act on a daily basis to say they were scared to play us tonight. He's with them every day, so if he says they were scared, I guess they were scared. It's not really up to me to judge whether they were scared or not. I thought they just, they missed some shots. I think you got to give some credit to our defense, for them missing some shots, and we were able to get it going, but to say someone was scared, I wouldn't say they were scared, but like I said, I'm not in their locker room every day to know how they act in any other game.
One of the three-pointers you made, Livingston made like a football hike between his legs to Iguodala and then popped it out to you. Is that a design play?
Yeah, we work on that. we start a practice, we kick basketballs all over the place. We play football. We shoot full-court shots, half-court shots, from this end of the rim diagonally to that end. We work on all the trick plays, so that was, something Steve Kerr and Mike Brown drew up, and, we executed it to a T. It's a pretty good one.
Steve talked before the game about how much different your interior defense is this season than last. How much better is it now than it was the first week or two of the season?
Why? It's night and day. Like I've said before, you lose a guy like Bogut who, you almost can funnel stuff to Bogut. Like, you funnel someone to him and he's there and he can kind of erase any mistake that someone makes. And then you lose that, you kind of have to get used to not having that there. And when you've had it there for, the last 4 years, it takes a little while to adjust to that. However, I think we adjusted to it. You know, we figured out the type of defender Zaza is at the rim. You know, he's not the sky-high rim protector that other guys may be, but yet he knows how to protect the rim with his positioning. And, you know, other guys will start flying around, you know, really doing a great job of standing in front of their man. And when someone does get beat, you know, someone else go help, and the other guy's cracking back and taking care of his man. So I think we're all just starting to, you know, work on a string together. And that takes time. You know, it just doesn't happen over the course of 3 weeks of training camp. It takes time of playing together. And I think we're starting to do that. We're getting better and better at it. And as the season goes on, I think we'll continue to get better.
Now it's time for a three-game road trip, starting off with the Brooklyn Nets on Thursday night before the team takes on the Detroit Pistons on Friday, all before Sunday's Christmas Day meeting with the Cleveland Cavaliers. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.